Based the Chalamoid, Yudches Nissen, 22nd of April, Mayor Zev Rappaport, Mechiras Chomets.
Birshus the Morda Astra, Birshus Kolakola Kodish Hazeh. One of the ways that we make sure that we're not over Baliro, Bali Motza on Pesach is through Mechiras Chomets, which is no, today behold Futsis Yisrael, that we sell our chomets before Pesach. The Mekoir for Mechiras Chomets, the first Mekoir is Tosefta. In Tosefta state Yisrael, the Nochri Shohu Boim Bisvino, a Yid and a Goy were traveling on a ship, the chomets Biad Yisrael, he's got chomets and he has to get rid of it. Hareze Mochri in a Nochri, he can sell it to the Goy, the Nosnoi, the Matoni, he gives it to him as a Matona, the Choyuz of Lekech, Mimenu Lacha Pesach, after Pesach, he can, if he wants, he can buy back the chomets for him. Ubilvad sheyitnu loy b'matonah gemura, as long as he gives it to him, the matonah gemura. So this is the mechiras chomets, the mekoyf of mechiras chomets that is nog today. And because the halachas of mechiras chomets, the selling to a goy, it's an isa chomur, isa chomets, and the shailas regarding the mechira are so complicated, so there were metakan many types of kinyonim, seven different types of kinyonim of mechiras chometz, kinyon agav karka, a kinyon oidiso, where the person is moida that he has given it to him, dino de malchuso, the halachas of the medina, which apply in every medina. There's a kinyon chalipin, a kinyon sudol, a kinyon chalipin, kinyon chotzer, a kinyon ketzef, and situmto, which is a minig between the soichim, between the people, how they generally deal with one another, the standard, for example, at kias lechitzasya, shaking hands. These are all the different types of forms of kinyonim that we do to sell chomets. There's many shailas regarding the different mechiras, but I just want to speak about a couple of the shailas that exist. One of the shailas exists by kinyon kesef, when the goy buys the chomets with money, is that according to Toisus and Bava Metzia, the Rov who's selling the chomets on behalf of the sellers of the moichrim, he becomes not only a shliach for the moichrim, but he's also a shliach for the goy to give over the money, to be mezakeh the money to the moichrim, to the yidden who are selling the chomets. And the shaila is that ein shlichus la'akum, that a goy can't be memane shliach to go and give the kesef. This is one of the shailas that the poiskim deal with. Another shaila that the poiskim deal with, and this is I've seen this year the mechiras chomets, which I happened to see this year. Somebody else told me also another mechiras chomets. Rabbanim were noyeg that the down payment that is given to the goy, the goy gives originally, because he doesn't pay the whole sum, he pays a certain sum at the beginning, and the rest is a loan, is given to him on loan, that he owes the money, it's given to him on loan, it's niska v'milva, he now owes that money to the moichrim. The down payment that he gives, the down payment I saw this year was for £5 on the many moichrim. There were hundreds of people selling the chomets. Somebody else told me that the Rav who sold it, there was a payment of £3. I know that in Johannesburg, all the Yidden sell it to one goy, the whole, and the payment was 1,000 rands. And 1,000 rands, I don't think, works out to be a shove pruta lechol echod ve'echod. So not every moichrim, not every Yid who's selling his chomets is receiving a shove pruta for the original payment for selling his chomets. The shaila is, how can you have a kinyach kesef when there is no shove pruta? These are two of the many shailas that are opposed on the mechiras chomets. So enechanami, some attack a makbid that there should be a shove pruta lechol echad ve'echad. They work out how many moichim there are, and they sell it to the original payment is for a sum which is worth it's 2 pennies for each moicher, and therefore they have solved the problem. There are poiskim who say that because the rest of the payment is niskaf b'milve, and that's written down in the shtar, so there's a shtar choiv here, there's a debt that the goy owes to the yidden, and that has a status of kesef. So therefore, the moichrin are not just receiving the money, the actual £5 or whatever is given in the beginning, they're also receiving the choiv, they're also receiving that has a worth of kesef, and therefore they're receiving a shavat pruta. There are in tshuvas poiskim who say so. According to others hold that a goy can taka be koina with a pochim shavat pruta, and it's not a problem at all. But there is another solution, which is mentioned in poiz that they speak about it, and that's the din of oriv. What's the din of Oriv? The Gemara in Kedushin has a shayla. Rova asked a shayla. Boy Rova. Gemara in Kedushin Dav Zayin. Boy Rova. Shnei b'noi sayich lishnei bonai b'pruto mahu. Two fathers speak to each other. They come up with a deal. My two sons, I'll marry off to your two daughters. And here's one shavat pruta. Here's a pruta for both Kedushins, for both marriages. Now what's the halacha? Do we look at those, the noisenu mekabel, the two fathers who are giving, the one is giving over the money, the one is receiving, one is giving, or no? Therefore, do we look at the ones who are getting married? If we look at the noisenu mekabel, so therefore the noisen gave a pruta and the mekabel received a pruta. Mashenkin, if you look at those who are getting married, there's two sons and two daughters, each one's only receiving half a pruta. So do we say Bosso Noisin and Kabbal Azlinan Vohika, you have a Shavuot Pruta, or do we say that Bosso they do Azlinan and we don't have a Shavuot Pruta? So Tosis asks, there on Daf Zayin, that it doesn't make sense, because the father who's receiving the Shavuot Pruta for the two daughters, as Nishmer V'Yashliach, he's merely a Shliach to receive Kiddushim for them. And when he's receiving Kiddushim from them, Shliach can't be better than the Mishalchim. So therefore, he takes their place, and they've only received half a pruta each. Says Tosfos and Echanami, the bonus or bonus ktanos, the ktanos, they're youngsters, and therefore the father has a right to marry them off because they are ktanos, and therefore, because the father has rights to marry them off, he is the mekabel. And the Gemara Shaila is, do we look at the Noisin and Mekabel, the father who is the one who's marrying off these bonus ketanos, or do we look at Basodi too, we look at them? As says Toysus. The Avnei Miluim in Sim Lamedanov brings down Toysus Reed. And Toysus Reed says that we're talking about bonus gdoilis, the bonus grown up. And if you look at the Gemara Shaila is Basodi Noisin and Mekabel, Azlinon, do we look at the father who's receiving the money, and therefore he's got a Shavuot, or do we look at the daughters? So the Avnei Miluim explains Pshat. And Adrabi, he says, Noch mein Pshat is doch hazei poshul, that there shouldn't even be a shayla. What does he say? He says, it can work midin oriv. What's a din oriv? Oriv is a guarantor. If you lend money to so-and-so, then I will guarantee you payment. So Reuven says to Shimon, if you lend money to so-and-so, then I, Reuven, will guarantee payment to Shimon. So what in here, the bonus gdoilos would be saying to the mekadesh that if you give a shavat pruta to our father, then we guarantee payment, we guarantee kiddushin to your sons. So midin orev, because they are guaranteeing, if you give a shavat pruta, each one is a separate entity, each one is a separate guarantor on the shavat pruta, and it's as if each one received a shavat pruta. And he brings the Rambam says that if a person gives a loan based on two Arevim, so then he can go to each Orev separately and claim, he can claim from either Orev the full amount, because each Orev is Misarev on the full amount of the loan, and who had in here, each girl is Misarev for Kedushin on a full Shavuot Pruta. So it's as if as each one received a full Shavuot Pruta, and therefore the Kedushin can be Chal, there is a Shavuot Pruta over here. As is the Avnei Miluim. And if that's the case, so the Mefarshim say, the Poskim say, that the same thing with Mechiras Chometz, you could say that the money, the down payment, that the Rav receives from the Goy, he's not receiving it for the Moichrim, he's not a Shliach to receive it for the Moichrim, but he's receiving it for himself, and it belongs to him. Why Midin Oriv? Because the Yidden, oh, Kivyochel saying to the Goy, that we guarantee to give you Chometz if you give Yena Rav a Shavuot Pruta. So the Rav is receiving the Shavuot Pruta, And therefore the kinyan can be chal because we have a shabbat put over here. It doesn't bechlal belong to the moichim themselves, the sellers. It belongs to the rov. And they are now misarev. They are now raving to give over their chometz because the goy gave this shabbat pruta to the rov, and the rov pockets that shabbat pruta midin arev. And others take a right in the etzim shtar mechina. They write mefurush that they are sending it b'toiras kinyan kesef, b'toiras midin arev, that the rov will receive the shabbat pruta. That's as far as the kinyan kesef is concerned, and this would also solve the problem of ein shlichas la'akum, because now the rov isn't receiving the money on behalf of the moichrim, but he's receiving the money himself. It's the money is going to himself. That's one thing. However, there is a ha'ora that you could ask on the kinyan suda. The kinyan suda is the kinyan which works mitam chalipin, that the kedov shel koine, the koine, that the goy who's buying the chometz, gives his sudar over to the rov. And one ha'ora I've seen that many of the poskim ask. The other ha'ora I've seen only one person was ma'ir of this. So the first ha'ora is vayta ein shlichus la'akum, because the rov is zoiche in the sudar, whether it be a hat, a gartel, or a scarf, whatever it may be, because the rov is zoiche in the sudar for the moichrim. He's now a shviach mitam the goy to be zoich and esuda for the moichrim and ein shlichus la'akum. So Moshe Halpin showed me that the Divrei Malkiel is not really this shaila, but there's another hora, the same hora we had on kesef. You can ask on suda. Why? Because the Gemara says it's a pasuk in Rus sheit, v'zoyis lifnim b'Yisrael, ala geula v'ala tmura lekayim kol dogol. And this is where we learn out kinyan chalipim from. Sholaf ishnaloi v'nosan ireyu. Tmura, ala gula v'ala tmura, says the Gemara, tmura zu chalipim. Comes along Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes says, man na'al, just like a na'al, which the Pasuk speaks about na'al, a shoe, is a dovo mesuyam, is a specific object, one specific object, af kol dovo mesuyam, le'afuke chatzirimo, in half a pomegranate, the chatzi egois and half an almond, that a half a pomegranate you cannot use as a kinyan chalipin. It's got to be a dovo mesuyim. So, if we think about it over here, the goy gives over the suda to the rov. The rov is zoich and a suda for the moichrim, and there's many, many moichrim. There could be thousands of moichrim. So each of the moichrim only now has a mashahu of that suda, only owns a chedik of that suda, and that's not a dover mesuyim, that's a chatzi egois and a chatzi rimoy. So meila, when let's say two shutfim are selling something with a kinyan suda, so it could be because they're shutfim, so therefore there's a single entity over here, so therefore even if they're two shutfim, they're zoiche in one suda, it's not a problem of domasuyim. But over here where all the moichrim are not shutfim, they happen to have all gone to the same person, to the same rov, to sell the chometz for them. So why isn't there a problem of chatzi rimoin and chatzi egois with this suda? That's ha'ora. So one person is ma'ir this shaila. So how would we solve this problem? So Moshe Halpin showed me that the Divrei Malkiel asks the first question on suda, that lichoira, how can the goy make the rov a shliach ein shlichus la'akum to bizoich en esuda? Avdem zok the Divrei Malkiel that just like we said by kinyan kesef that it works midin orev that the rov is receiving the money for himself because the moichrim are happy that the goy should give the money over to the rov and he owns the money. Hu adin by sudar it works midin orev and the goy is giving over the suda to the rov, and the moichrim akil is saying, we will give you our chometz if you give the suda to the rov. Others, Bechal didn't even entertain that there should be a tzad, that suda can work midin orev. Kesef can work midin orev, but suda should work midin orev. There can't be such a thing. So what could we possibly suggest? Maybe it's a machshava. There's a Gemara in Kedushin, a Mishnah in Kedushin. Mishnah in Kedushin discusses how a person can acquire an Eved Kanani. So Eved Kanani, says the Mishnah, is nikne bekesef, is nikne beshtar, is nikne bechazok. You can buy an Eved Kanani with all forms of kinyonim, kesef, shtar, chazok. How does he buy himself back an eved? Koines atzmoi bekesef ubishtar. He can buy himself back bekesef ubishtar. Says the Gemara Tana af chalipin. That in the Mishnah says that a eved can be bought. You can buy an eved Kanani not just with kesef, with shtar and with chazoka, but even with chalipin. But can an eved buy himself back with chalipin, or just with kesef and shtar? So the Ritva brings down that there are those who say the Ritva, he brings the Rashba, and the Rambam also holds like that. That even though you can buy an Eved Kanani with Chalipin, but an Eved Kanani can't buy himself back with Chalipin, and that which the Gemara says, Tona af Chalipin, is only referring to the fact that a person can acquire an Eved Kanani by Chalipin, but he cannot buy himself back with Chalipin. And that's what the Mishnah says. Mishnah says an Eved can't buy himself back with Kinyan Chalipin, only with Kesef and Shtar. Frek de Ritva Akasha Astira. He's got a mefurish Gemara that an Eved can buy himself back with the Kinin Chalipin. What's a Gemara? The Gemara is a Gemara in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin brings down a story that Tahu Amsa, there was once a maidservant whose Odoin, whose master was Nebuch, he was a Shchivera, he was on his deathbed, and she came crying to him and she said to him, to her Odoin, master, how long am I going to have to be a maidservant? If the master dies, then she'll go down Birusha to the children, invite. Had Mosfet Ishtabed, how he amsa. So he had Rachmonos on her, and he took off his hat, and he threw it at her, and he said, Kni, threw the hat to her, and he said, Kni, ho, the Kni Nafshoch. Acquire this Suda, this hat, and acquire yourself through this Kinyan Chalipin. So this child went to Rav Nachman. Does it work or does it not work? And Rav Nachman said it won't work, because we pask in Halacha Lamaisa said that the kinin chalipin you have to use kelov shel koina, has to be the kelim, an object that belongs to the koina, not to the moichel, and she is now acquiring herself, so she was the one who should have given him an object rather than he given her. So he states in Gemara, says Ritva Mashma, that were it to have been her kelim, were it to have been her object, then she would have acquired herself, she would have been coined herself. It's a Chamafurusha Gemara that an Eved Kanani is Nikne, can buy himself back with Chalipin. So we have a steer between the Gemara in Kedushin and between the Gemara in Gittin, whether an Eved Kanani can buy himself back with a Kinyan Chalipin. As a frek the Ritva steer. So Ritva brings down the various Rishonim. The Toisus and the Ravid, they hold that Be'etzem and Eved can be coining himself back with Kinyan Chalipin, not a problem at all. Why doesn't the Mishnah state clearly that Eved can buy himself back with Chalipin? Says the Toisus and the Ravid that Be'etzem and Chalami can. The Mishnah doesn't mention it because the Mishnah has already mentioned Kesef, and the minute the Mishnah mentions Kesef, and in the ratio of the Mishnah acquiring an Eved says Kesef and Chalipin, so who are din buying back? The minute it says Kesef in the Sefer that he can buy himself back with Kesef, who are din automatically? There's no reason Chalipin should be any different. The Ramban and the Ran, they learn in Mechudish de Kepshat in the Gemara in Gittin, that Ahu Amsa, when he gave her the hat, he wasn't giving her the hat betoiras. Betoiras Chalipin, he was giving her the hat Betoiras Kesef. And there was a Habermin in the Gemara that, just like the Gemara in Kedushin says, that if a person, Gemara is Maskon is a Talmud Chacham, gives a Shavapruta to an Isha, that if she gives a Shavapruta to a Talmud Chacham, then she can be miscarried through that. Who had it over here? If he gives her Kesef, then he can free her with that. And the Gemara didn't realize that Gemara only applies to a Talmud Chacham, and it's Be'ahi Ano that she is receiving the Ano that the Talmud Chacham took the Shavah Prut off her. However, the Ritva says, Oidef Shaloyma and Mamash, two lines, he says like this, that the holy Yisoid of Kinyan Chalipin, Ein HaKinyan Ela Lekayim HaDvorim. So what? He says an Eved, there's always two Chalokim to an Eved Kanani. There's always two parts, Kinyonim, that a person owns in an Eved Kanani. There's a Kinyan Momoin, the Kinyan Momoin, the financial Chalik in him, the monetary Chalik in him, and there's a Kinyan Isur, the Kinyan Isur in him, for which you would need to get Shichru. The Kinyan Isur There's two kinyon, kinyin mama and kinyin isa. Says the Ritva, seeing as kinyin chalipin is einoy elo lekaim hadvorim, it's only there to be mekaim hadvorim, even though the Eved Kenani can reacquire back his kinyin momoin through dvorim, but a kinyin isa, he cannot free himself of the kinyin isa with dvorim. That he can only do with kesef and shtar. What does Ritva mean? Pashtus, in Pasuk state that Zois Lifnim Bisroel Lekayim Kol Dovo Sholaf Ishna Aloy. Means to say that could be the Kinyan Chalipin is not like a Kinyan Kesef or a Kinyan Shtar. The Kinyan Chalipin is actually done through Dvorim, through words. It's a verbal agreement between two people, between two parties. It's a verbal agreement, it's a Kinyan Dvorim. However, because Kinyan Dvorim is not a particularly strong Kinyan, therefore, in order to give the Kinyan a legitimacy, to give it strength, to give it, in Ivrit we say Gushpanka, to give it some sort of, to authorize this Kinyan Dvorim, therefore, Lekayim Kol Dovo Sholaf Ish Na'aloi. So Kinyan Sud is Be'etzem a Kinyan Dvorim. It's a verbal agreement between two people. In order to strengthen that agreement, just like people shake hands in order to be Mekayim their agreement, Huadin Kinyan Sud is a way of authorizing, is a way of legitimizing, is a way of giving strength to the Kinyan Dvorim. Says the Ritva, a Kinyan Dvorim can't help for a Kinyan Isur. It can only help for a Kinyan Mamoin. It can only help for a Kinyan Mamoin. It can't help for the Kinyan Isur of the Eved. When Mele says the Ritva, that's how we can fend for the two sugyas. The Gemara in Kedushin that says that an Eved can't be koine himself back with the Kinyan Chalipin is referring to the Kinyan Isur Shaboy. The Kinyan Isur, you'll never be able to buy back with the Kinyan Dvorim, with the Chalipin, which is nothing more than a Kinyan Dvorim. The Sudar itself, the Chalipin is only there to authorize Dvorim, and an Eved can't be koine back his Kinyan Isur with Dvorim Ba'alma. Mashenkin, the Gemara in Asheleach Avahi Amso of the maidservant who wanted to buy herself back, were she to have used her own Suda rather than the other in Suda, then it would have worked not for the Kinyan Issa, it would have worked for the Kinyan Momin, says the Ritva, because the Kinyan Momin she can reacquire back herself through the Kinyan Dvarim, through the Suda. As I found for the Ritva, this theory in the Sudas. Kumtois lefi this pshat in Ritva, that the Kinyan Suda is nishmevi a Kinyan Dvarim. It's a Kinyan Dvarim. Umemela, Kinyan Dvarim won't help for Kinyan Issa, but it will help for Kinyan Momin. What's the Sudar about? What's the Chalipin about? The Chalipin is Lekayim Kol Dovor Sholaf Ishnan. In order to authorize the Dibu, the agreement, the verbal agreement to the two parties, therefore one takes the Sudar and Kedov Shalkonim gives it over to the Moicha. If Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan Dvorim and the Sudar is Lekayim Kol Dovor, so maybe we could suggest a Dovor Mechudesh that the Kinyan Sudar is done between the Medabrim, between those who are speaking to each other, between the two parties who are making this agreement. Seeing as over here the Moichrum were Memane, a Shliach for the Diburim, for the Dvarim, and they are the ones who are formalizing this agreement, they're the ones who are speaking with each other and making this agreement. In this case, it's the Rav who is the Medaber, who is the party who's speaking with the Goy. So it could be that Lekayim es Hadvorim, it's enough that the Goy gives the Suda to the Rav, rather than the Rav being Zoichen es Suda for the Moichrim. And if that would be the case, we wouldn't have a problem of Ein Shlichus L'Hakim, and also we wouldn't have a problem of the fact that it's only a Chatzi Egoiz and a Chatzi Rumo, and that it's, each person is only acquiring a part of the Suda, because the Suda now belongs to the Rav, the Suda is now being given over to the Rav. The Rav is the one who is Zoichen the Suda, and mitzad the Rav, he has now received a Dovor Mesuyim.